The 6,939th meeting of the Security Council is called to order. The provisional agenda for this meeting is Security Council Resolutions 1160, 1998, 1199, 1998, 1203, 1998, 1239, 1999, and 1244, 1999. The agenda is adopted. Under Rule 37 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite the representative of Serbia to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. On behalf of the Council, I welcome His Excellency Mr. Ivica Dačić, Prime Minister, and request the Chief of Protocol to escort him to his seat at the Council table. I also recognize the presence in the Council chamber of His Excellency Mr. Ivan Mrkić, Minister for Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Serbia. Under Rule 39 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite Mr. Farid Zarif, Special Representative of the Secretary General and Head of the United Nations Interim Administration Mission in Kosovo, to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. Under Rule 39 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite Mr. Hashim Tachi to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. The Security Council will now begin its consideration of Item 2 of the agenda. I wish to draw the attention of Council members to Document S-2013-72, the report of the Secretary General on the United Nations Interim Administration Mission in Kosovo. I now give the floor to Mr. Farid Zarif. You have the floor.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Excellencies. The report you have before you details the key events and activities of UNMIC, which took place from 16 October 2012 to 15 January 2013. Since I last addressed you on 27 November, we have seen some important positive developments thanks to the direct Belgrade-Pristina engagement in the high-level political dialogue facilitated by the European Union. Since October, Prime Ministers Ivica Dačić and Hashim Thaci, who are present today in this chamber, have met for a total of 7 rounds of dialogue in Brussels. In addition, Presidents Tomislav Nikolic and Atifite Yahyaga met for the first time on 6 February as part of this same process, signifying the full political engagement of both sides. Together, these meetings have marked an essential, indeed historic, new chapter in the collective effort to overcome the legacy of the past conflict. The leaders involved have demonstrated political courage as well as foresight by their participation, and they deserve strong recognition for having embarked upon such a difficult yet indispensable process. Progress has emerged from these meetings, in particular the most recent ones, the last of which took place only 2 days ago. Accordingly, I am most gratified that today the Council has the opportunity to take stock of their achievements thus far. Detailed discussions on further implementation of the agreement on the integrated management of crossing points have addressed more complex questions, such as the management of fees and duties at the crossing points. The parties' liaison officers are expected soon to begin work within the respective European Commission offices in Belgrade and Pristina. discussions have more recently shifted to addressing the matter of Serbian institutions operating within Kosovo, as well as a range of difficult issues specific to the situation of northern Kosovo. It is my hope that in this respect, the parties will remain steadfast in their determination to reach acceptable compromises on these most sensitive issues and find viable solutions which will better serve the interests of the and aspirations of all communities living in Kosovo. Concomitant with this period of encouraging political progress, significant challenges have also been faced on the ground, including adverse security incidents, as well as frequent instances of inflammatory rhetoric and posturing from different quarters. The latter have not only placed unhelpful strains on the atmosphere for the political process, but in some cases have also threatened efforts to ensure translation of agreements into practice. In the face of such developments, we have joined others in continuously urging both sides not simply to remain committed to the dialogue, but also to more actively exert leadership to temper the emotions and reactions of their respective constituencies. Mr. President, in this light, I wish to stress today that for this very vital political engagement to achieve its maximum potential, it needs to be accompanied by strenuous, constant, and coherent work on the ground, both by the mandated international presences and by local leaders. For our part, UNMIC continues to implement a broad-based strategic review of all our activities and enhancing functional coordination with our international partners. Our goal is to help ensure that the political process is reflected in as much as it is reflective of the realities we face daily in Kosovo. I wish now to briefly highlight some key ongoing issues where continued attention and action must accompany and also complement the steps being undertaken by those directly engaged in the political dialogue. Episodes of increased tension in northern Kosovo were manifest both during the reporting period and the 2 months since. Some of these episodes were motivated, at least in part, by local confusion and misunderstanding about the substance of the political talks in Brussels. Unfortunately, this uncertainty was at times aggravated by very ill-considered statements from some local leaders. We and our partners continue to urge Belgrade and Pristina to significantly enhance their communication with the population living in the north. At the same time, we are urging political local leaders to act more responsibly in a manner which may help protect the long-term interests of their constituencies. With all interlocutors, we have stressed the importance of basing their public assessments on strictly reliable information and renouncing the chronic practices of inflammatory rhetoric and short-term point scoring. In northern Mitrovica, there has been a very troubling and extended series of incidents involving the use of explosive devices, most of them apparently targeting properties. Sadly, however, on 4 February, one such incident in the northern Mitrovica mixed neighborhood of the Three Towers resulted in light injuries by shrapnel to 2 children at play in their home. The family affected has since moved permanently away from the city. A continuing lack of consensus concerning municipal authority in northern Mitrovica has also continued to cause volatility in the mixed areas. Competing assertions of authority by Mitrovica North Administrative Office, as well as the parallel Kosovska Mitrovica municipality, continue to produce persistent tension and occasional confrontation on the ground. I'm concerned that a standoff over housing construction and reconstruction works spearheaded by Mitrovica South Municipality in the area of Kurivitakut-Brigiani neighborhood of Zvečan Municipality may continue during the coming spring. As I have detailed in previous briefings, the cessation of budget allocations to UNMIC Administrative Office in Mitrovica undermined the most functional channel available to address such problems in a consensual manner. Despite this development, my international staff are continuing to carry out important non-executive functions of UAM in the areas of local facilitation, conflict prevention, and mediation. Coordinated preparations are underway involving the EU Special Representative, OSCE, KFOR, ourselves, and other mandated actors to respond appropriately and collectively in order to prevent any adverse development in that area. It is very unfortunate and unacceptable that ULEX personnel continue to be constrained in their access to all areas necessary to fully discharge their mandate, particularly given that ULEX is now intensifying its focus on improved investigative practices. Mr. President, we are deeply distressed by the wave of vandalism and destruction which took place across Kosovo between 13 and 22 January, during which around 200 gravestones in several Serbian Orthodox cemeteries were damaged or destroyed, in some of the cases by use of explosives and firearms. During the same period, a monument dedicated to Kosovo Serbs and Kosovo Albanians killed during the World War II was also destroyed using earth mover in broad daylight before an applauding crowd. These reprehensible actions were unbefitting Kosovo, as were some imprudent efforts to justify them in the press by making reference to actions undertaken elsewhere. In this respect, I was, however, deeply gratified by an unambiguous and timely statement issued by the Kosovo police. Representatives of the international community unanimously condemned such wanton acts, and together with UNMIC staff were instrumental in encouraging more proactive public responses from local as well as central political authorities. Further appropriate and very welcome action have been taken by the Kosovo authorities, including the allocation of public funds for the repair and reconstruction of graves and monuments. Understandably, the Serb community and Serbian Orthodox Church in Kosovo remain deeply concerned by the expressions of hatred, intolerance, which accompanied these and other acts targeting Orthodox sites and symbols. Regrettably, the level of attendance at Orthodox Christmas services in some parts of Kosovo fell significantly following public threats and few protests organized by some radical groups in Kosovo. The international community is particularly concerned by the continuing rejection by the municipal leadership in Dečani of a decision taken by the Special Chamber of the Supreme Court of Kosovo on 27 December. The decision rejected the claim over a parcel of land by two socially owned enterprises against Serbia and Visoki Dečani Monastery. After summarily suspending relations with the monastic community, municipal leaders not only did far too little to restrain aggressive reaction against the court's decision, but also effectively condoned them. Such reactions included an attempt by a handful of demonstrators to enter the grounds of Visoki Dečani on February 8, as well as several attempts to place offensive placards on its walls. Supported by KFOR, the Kosovo police have so far been able to prevent harm coming to the monastery. However, much stronger leadership from politicians and public officials is needed to demonstrate that universal values values and respect for the rule of law will be defended in practice. Too many serious crimes in northern Kosovo, as well as those affecting communities in the rest of Kosovo, continue to go unresolved and remain a matter of very sober concern. Judicial performance in Kosovo continues to be another significant stumbling block aside from the political disputes. These issues were amply highlighted in the most recent report of the European Commission to the European Parliament and Council on progress in fulfilling requirements for a visa liberalization roadmap. Unresolved cases inevitably become subject of political manipulation, as well as lead to a buildup of public frustration. Mr. President, the political dialogue is at a critical stage, and the parties are poised to make fundamental progress. Alongside this, stability on the ground remains fragile and is likely to continue to remain so while these talks delve into topics which are at once the most sensitive and the most essential. I trust that the progress being achieved will be welcomed by the members of this August Council, and that you will, moreover, offer unequivocal support to the parties to remain steadfast, regardless of the inevitable challenges and setbacks along the way. Likewise, the international community should be well prepared to place its collective weight and support behind all agreements reached mutually by the parties and to fully support their implementation. As I have outlined today and also detailed in the report, incidents and tensions continue to occur on the ground, underscoring the need for energy and effort to be rededicated by all international presences alongside the negotiations. Simply, it is imperative that the inevitable problems and setbacks on the ground, however difficult they may be for those affected, are not permitted to undermine the atmosphere and the potential for progress in the vital political talks. I ask you to pursue opportunities to make use of your authority and influence with political leaders on all sides, to send clear and unified signals regarding your high expectations, and equally of your readiness to support and reward constructive actions. Far too much is at stake to permit short-term political challenges, anxieties, and setbacks to put at risk the fundamental and historic opportunity which now stands before the parties. Effective, efficient, and coherent work by all international presences is needed to promote and sustain the conditions in which political talks may achieve their true potential. Mr. President, I wish to conclude my remarks today by thanking you and all members of the Security Council for your close attention and support to the work of UNMIC, including for our effort to correctly tailor our contributions to the evolving circumstances on the ground. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
I thank Mr. Zarif for his briefing. I now give the floor to His Excellency, Mr. Ivica Dačić, Prime Minister of the Republic of Serbia. You have the floor, Prime Minister.
I am in English, but I can't hear him. But he does. Ako me neko iz naše delegacije čuje.
Gospodin premijer ministar, ja prašu izvinjenje.
Prime Minister, I apologize. I've been told that we can try to begin. You can try to begin your statement once again. I hope now that everything will function. Please, you can start your statement again.
Mr. President, at the outset, I would like to thank you for convening this meeting in accordance with the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1244. I would also like to take this opportunity to express gratitude to the Special Representative, Mr. Farid Zarif, for his work so far. The Republic of Serbia considers UMNIK as the key factor in establishing peace and stability in Kosovo and Metohija, and strongly supports its activities aimed at securing better quality living conditions for all population groups here. The government of the Republic of Serbia is highly appreciative of the efforts of the international community towards building a constructive atmosphere in the talks between Belgrade and Pristina under the auspices of the European Union. I have studied carefully the report of the Secretary General on the work of the UMNIK from 16 October 2012 to 15 January 2013. It is with regret that I have noted that the data presented in the report continued to reflect the very unstable and sensitive position of the Serbian community on the ground and the existence of considerable security concerns. Mr. President, the Republic of Serbia is firmly committed to building peace, security, and stability in the region in its quest for a platform for a common European future. On a number of occasions in the period under consideration, the government of the Republic of Serbia confirmed its readiness to make a substantial and constructive contribution to the overcoming of outstanding issues and offer solutions that meet the needs of all population groups. The state policy of my country is coordinated and concerted and it is based on seeking compromise and the active defense of national interests with equal respect for the legitimate rights of both Serbs and Albanians living in Kosovo and Metohija. Accordingly, we continue to oppose unilateral steps from whatever side, as, for example, the decision of the Assembly of Kosovo to ask for an international country court for Kosovo through the Republic of Albania, even though the negotiations regarding the telecommunications are pending. We shall continue to promote and carry out the policy based on the search for peaceful solutions through a constructive dialogue with Pristina, which has already yielded significant results. For the government of the Republic of Serbia, the dialogue is the only way to find sustainable solutions for problems that the people of Kosovo and Metohija face daily. We are resolved to fully implement the agreements reached so far, and we are open to talks on all issues. The Republic of Serbia has embarked on the dialogue, desirous of achieving concrete progress in the talks between Belgrade and Pristina. At recent meetings in Brussels, a number of very important issues were discussed, including the functioning of the questions of the agreement of integrated border management, as well as the exchange and the status of liaison officers. The meeting between the President of Serbia, Tomislav Nikolic, and Madam Atifete Yahjaga in Brussels has once more clearly confirmed our political position spelled out in the resolution of the National Assembly of the Republic of Serbia. In line with the resolution, the specificities of the territory of Kosovo and Metohija are recognized in accordance with the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1244, but the existence of the Serbian and other communities which should have certain autonomous status was also noted. Mr. President, the Republic of Serbia considers that the United Nations should continue to perform its key role of coordinating all international actors engaged in the territory of Kosovo and Metohija under its aegis. We believe that the role of UNMIK is stabilizing the situation in the region is irreplaceable. Its current mandate, therefore, must remain unchanged and, if possible, strengthened, irrespective of projected budget restrictions. We support the increase of UNMIK activities as well as the increase of EULEX presence and the more efficient cooperation of these two missions. It is of utmost importance that UNMIK administration in Northern Mitrovica continues to fulfill its mandate and secure a status-neutral way of functioning of missions in Kosovo and Metohija as provided for in the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1244. For the Republic of Serbia, the continued financing of the UNMIK administration in Mitrovica is of particular importance. We deem unacceptable any further limitations of the activities of the administration in Mitrovica for reasons of financial stringency due to the cessation of financing by the provision institutions of self-government in Pristina. After all, UNMIK is the only legitimate international presence that the people in the north of Kosovo and Metohija continue to trust. The Republic of Serbia has great interest in strengthening the political composition of UNMIK, in particular with respect to questions of special importance for the Serbian community. In that regard, special mention should be made of the protection of cultural and religious heritage, in particular of the Serbian Orthodox Church, the improvement of the level of legal and security protection, and the realization of the right to free return and reconciliation. These questions represent, in fact, the fundamental basis for the creation of conditions needed for the normal coexistence of all communities in Kosovo and Metohija. A few days ago, we commemorated the 9th anniversary of the March pogrom, during which 19 persons were killed. 4,000 Serbs were expelled. 6 towns and 10 villages were ethnically cleansed, while over 150 religious sites of Serbian Orthodox Church, of which 34 date back to the medieval period, were damaged or destroyed. Some of these are of particular cultural significance and under the protection of UNESCO. According to the United Nations estimates, 51,000 individuals took part in the pogrom and none of them was held accountable. For this reason, we call for the resumption of the investigation, which could lead to the identification of perpetrators as well as the instigators of the March pogrom, so that this crime does not remain yet another crime without punishment. Mr. President, in the past period, period, the Republic of Serbia has demonstrated once again that it is willing and ready to participate actively and make a contribution to the overcoming of the existing problems. The main goal of this constructive approach is finding a solution that will improve life of all communities in Kosovo and Metohija and preserve at the same time the territorial integrity and sovereignty of the Republic of Serbia. I regret to note that in spite of the long-standing international presence, the situation on the ground has not been substantially improved. The main problems that we continue to face are the limitation and the prevention of the freedom of movement, lack of security, the impossibility of the use of Serbian language, difficult access to institutions, lack of conditions for sustainable return of refugees, constant threats to Serbian cultural and religious heritage, and illegal seizure of property owned by the Republic of Serbia. These problems are surely the most important factors that negatively affect the very quality of life. According to the available data, from 93 ethnically motivated attacks in which one person was killed and 20 persons injured were registered from October 1st, 2012 to 31st January 2013. In January this year, 102 tombstones were destroyed or damaged in Orthodox graveyards within just a few days. As a rule, for these incidents, no one was held accountable or punished. Of particular importance is in the increase in the number of registered ethnically motivated low-intensity crimes such as threats, intimidations, and thefts. These ethnic low-intensity crimes contribute to further limiting of the freedom of movement. In the past period, the continued increase in the number of apprehensions and arrests of the members of the Serbian community, without any explanation of the legal basis on which such warrants have been issued, has been the cause of additional concern and anxiety. Unlawful detention and beating of 11 Serbian youths on Christmas Eve at Gračanica raised further concern and fear among the Serbian population in Kosovo and Metohija. These incidents create additional pressure on and distrust within the Serbian community, representing at the same time gross violations of the basic human rights guaranteed to each and every individual by the Charter of the United Nations. They're equally unacceptable from the point of view of the values on which the European Union is based. Even though they honor all previously agreed procedures, the officials and respected public personalities of the Republic of Serbia are not allowed to enter and stay in Kosovo and Metohija in contravention of the basic human rights of freedom of movement. I would particularly point out that in January of this year, even the President of the Republic of Serbia was banned from visiting Kosovo and Metohija and attending Christmas liturgy. Mr. President, it is with regret that I have to note that the process of the return of the internally displaced persons from Kosovo and Metohija is very slow. According to the most recent data for 2012, only 302 persons of Serbian nationality returned to Kosovo and Metohija in 2011. That number stood at 464. These data provide telling evidence of a continued reduction of the number of returnees. Paradoxically, the international community shows less and less interest in this problem. In particular, I would like to point to the report of the OSCE mission from October 2012, in which it is said that the frequent plundering and inhabited house, intimidation of returnees, and the desecration of places of religious and cultural importance has very negatively affected the perception of security by the potential returnees. The government of the Republic of Serbia continues to be concerned with the manner in which privatization is implemented in Kosovo and Metohija by the so-called Kosovo Privatization Agency. A particular concern is the privatization of public and social enterprises in Serbian communities. The privatization of the large Trepča mining complex, currently postponed, is illegal and contrary to the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1244. The Trepča mining complex is in the majority ownership of the Republic of Serbia as well as of Serbian enterprises. In addition, the Republic of Serbia as the guarantor continues to pay the annuities to the International Monetary Fund, World Bank and the Paris and London clubs for the loans to the enterprises in Kosovo and Metohija. I take this opportunity to draw the Council's attention to the disturbing facts presented in paragraph 31 of the report on the work of UMNIC, in which it is said that the number of complaints against police and prosecution inefficiency in investigating crimes that affect the minority communities is on the rise. Likewise, the reform of the judiciary and justice system in Kosovo and Metohija embarked upon recently, paragraph 28, has already been criticized by the international public. The inadequate level of development in the field of rule of law is pointed out in the annex to the report of the work of EULEX, in which attention is drawn to the compact agreement. Once again, the question of status neutrality of this act of EULEX is raised, especially in this very sensitive moment when each and every inconsiderate and biased move can cause unforeseeable consequences. Therefore, I would like to recall that under the six-point plan of the Secretary General of the United Nations, UMNIC is obliged to oversee the process of the transfer of powers to the EULEX mission. However, it is also obliged to see to it that the principle of the status neutrality of EULEX is maintained. Of late, we have been witnesses to an even greater number of the desecrations of Serbian tombstones and cultural monuments in Kosovo and Metohija. These incidents are telling evidence of the need for the continued presence of KFOR in Kosovo and Metohija. We are again pointing out the importance of a full and efficient investigation of the allegations of human organs trafficking contained in the report of Mr. Dick Marty. To that end, Serbia is ready to continue to cooperate with EULEX investigation team. Truth has to be established in an uttermost professional and impartial way, bearing particularly in mind the information regarding the destruction of evidence collected by UMNIC. We continue to call for a more important role of the United Nations in this investigation. Mr. President, we consider it necessary that UMNIC continues to be present in Kosovo and Metohija in appropriate strength so that, inter alia, the Security Council can continue to be efficiently informed, considering that the United Nations plays an irreplaceable role in providing legitimate during the process of searching for a comprehensive solution. Without respect for basic human and other rights of non-Albanian population in Kosovo and Metohija, without the protection of their interests and cultural and religious heritage, and without the full implementation of European standards in this area, the projected goal of creating a secure and safe multinational society will remain unrealized. In order to achieve lasting peace in the region, we must find a comprehensive solution for the question of Kosovo and Metohija. The reconciliation between Serbs and Albanians calls for difficult decisions and compromise to be taken by both sides. The meetings held so far in Brussels and the demonstrated readiness to achieve compromise are proof of the commitment of the Republic of Serbia to building confidence between the two sides. My country will continue to cooperate in good faith both at technical and political levels. With a lasting solution for the sustainable peace based on mutually acceptable compromises as its final goal, Serbia is committed to move towards its European future and to the process designed to bring lasting peace between Serbs and Albanians. After years of conflict and tensions in the Balkans, our region has yet to enter a new era of cooperation, confidence building, and dialogue. The Republic of Serbia is strongly committed to the continuation of the process of reconciliation as a key element needed for the establishment of regional peace and stability. However, for a visible and sustainable development of relations between Belgrade and Pristina, a strong political will is of utmost importance, as well as the political courage and readiness of all the participants in the dialogue to compromise. Serbia is fully committed to the success of the dialogue. It is not ready, though, for humiliation and double standards. I do hope, however, that the dialogue in Brussels, with the support of the international community, will bring about just, lasting, and sustainable solution, and that we shall all turn to the future. In conclusion, I wish to underline that by its readiness and participation in the dialogue, Serbia will not change its principal position on the unilaterally declared independence of Kosovo. The dialogue is status neutral, and any agreement to be reached in Brussels will not lead to the recognition of the unilaterally declared independence of Kosovo by the Republic of Serbia, We would like to pass this message to all the countries which have not recognized the unilaterally declared independence of Kosovo and to thank them for their principled and consistent position. Thank you, Mr. President, for your attention.
Nderuari President, të nderuar antar të Këshillit të Sigurimit, ambasador të nderuar.
Respected ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to address you today about the latest developments in the Republic of Kosovo. Let me start by highly valuing ongoing efforts of the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon for peace and progress in Kosovo and in the Balkans. Before I focus on the main issues of my speech, which is the progress in Kosovo from the last reporting period and the consolidation of Kosovo statehood, let me bring to your memory that just a few weeks ago, the citizens and the institutions of Kosovo celebrated in a dignified manner the fifth anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. During this five-year period, Kosovo has made considerable progress in many aspects. The greatest praise for the achievement goes to the people of the Republic of Kosovo, who were able to overcome the effects of the years of systematic repression and ethnic cleansing and look forward to a prosperous future. I would like to take this opportunity to express our highest appreciation for all states and other international actors who have contributed greatly to our democracy, freedom, and progress, never forgetting the leading role of the United States of America, all member states of the United European Union and NATO, all countries worldwide that have proudly recognized the Republic of Kosovo and thus enabled Kosovo to have its rightful place among the free nations of the world. A special acknowledgement goes to the United Nations organizations, whose support has been crucial, first in building independent institutional structures in Kosovo during the years 1999-2007, then facilitating negotiations for a final settlement of Kosovo status during years 2005-2007, and President Ahtisaari package as constitutional and political reflection of modern Kosovo, and finally to confirming the legality of the Declaration of Independence of the Republic of Kosovo by the affirmative opinion of the International Court of Justice on 22nd of July 2010. From here began a new chapter in the history of the newest state in Europe, with a difficult past, with lots of sacrifices, but with the intention of being an equal part of the democratic world, a prosperous and developed, fair and safe, for which future generations will be proud of, regardless of race, ethnicity, and religion. In this fifth anniversary of independence, the state has become stronger with the ending of international supervision and taking responsibility on all matters by the institutions and citizens of Kosovo. This was an additional proof of the state-building maturity of the people of Kosovo and its citizens. Kosovo, as an independent and sovereign state, is a reality already accepted and has become a factor of peace and stability by contributing to regional and international processes. Kosovo is an independent and sovereign state as in an accepted reality and has become a factor in state-building history of the United Nations and the result of conscience and international justice. Kosovo's independence, on one hand, was the combination of continuous efforts of the sacrifice of people of Kosovo for freedom and dignity, and on the other hand, it is a contribution of support of the international community to end the chapter of the violent breakup of Yugoslavia. Mr. President, respected members of the Security Council, the consolidation of Kosovo statehood is tangible. Kosovo is now recognized by more than half of the UN member states, and the geography of its recognition has proven to be an irreversible process. Many other countries are in the process of recognition of the statehood, and I assure them that this is the most just decision they can make for Kosovo and its citizens. Let me remind you that these recognitions and other recognitions that will follow derive from our right to statehood, confirmed by the International Call to The Hague, by Kosovo's constructive role in strengthening peace and stability in the Balkan region, and our commitment for the implementation of Ahtisaari Plan and the protection of minorities by highest international standards. In this respect, after joining the European Bank of Reconstruction and Development on February 27, 2013, the Republic of Kosovo has become a member of Regional Cooperation Council, an umbrella of regional cooperation in southeastern Europe that has 46 countries. With this membership, the Republic of Kosovo enters an irreversible path towards integration into the European Union, because this organization is the main instrument of pre-accession into the European Union as a continuation of Stability Pact for Southeastern Europe. Kosovo shall have the right of representation, voting, and signing as other member states of this organization. In addition, Kosovo will benefit in the sphere of social and instrumental strengthening of the human potential, as well as having the support of a number of social and economic initiatives, including investment facilities, the development of enterprises, small and medium-sized enterprises, trade liberalization, improving public health, social dialogue, and other reforms. In the context of association process to the international organizations, let me inform you that on January 22, 2013, the Council of Europe adopted a resolution which paved the way for the establishment of formal direct relations with the Republic of Kosovo. This resolution allows direct cooperation, especially in the key areas of human rights, freedom of expression, and the protection of cultural heritage. This act is important because it will directly affect the strengthening of the rule of law. Furthermore, the Assembly will have direct access to monitor the work of the General Assembly of the Council of Europe. As of today, 34 of the 47 members of the Council of Europe have recognized the Republic of Kosovo. Mr. President, respected members of the Security Council, internal developments were characterized by political and economic stability. Let me emphasize that Kosovo continues to maintain a financial stability and sustainable economic growth despite the continued global crisis. Moreover, the free market economy and the market security to foreign investors is an important premise for increasing the welfare of the citizens of Kosovo. As indicated to the annex of the report of the Secretary General, Kosovo has taken a significant judicial reform that came into force on January 1, 2013, such as the law on courts, the new criminal code, and the new code of criminal procedure. This reform is compatible with European standards, and as such aims to strengthen the sustainability of the judicial and prosecutorial sector in Kosovo in full cooperation with European expertise. In the context of war against corruption, the law was approved by the Assembly for increased powers to seize assets gained from criminal acts. A law for the prevention of money laundering and terrorist financing had also been adopted by the Assembly. The Assembly of Kosovo has also approved the new anti-corruption strategy on February 11, 2013. By the end of 2012, the following strategies have been adopted for the fight against organized crime: strategy and action plan in the fight against organized crime, strategy and action plan on combating terrorism, strategy and action plan on integrated border management, strategy and action plan in the fight against drug trafficking. Considerable progress has been made in relation to the protection of cultural and religious heritage. On February 12, 2013, the government of Kosovo, namely the Ministry of Environment and Spatial Planning, has signed administrative instruction for the establishment of the implementation of Monitoring Council. The establishment of this council provides more focused monitoring of Serbian religious and cultural heritage institutions, while the establishment of this mechanism has been among the priorities derived from feasibility study for the start of negotiations on stabilization and association agreement. It also contributes to the normalization of relations between the institutions of Kosovo and the Serbian Orthodox Church in Kosovo. The Implementation Monitoring Council will assist and monitor the implementation of the legal provisions of the Republic of Kosovo regarding the protection of Serbian religious and cultural heritage in Kosovo, including in particular the provisions of the Law on Special Protected Areas, Historic Center of Prison, and Hoxha-Mada Village. This committee, set up by the legislation of the Republic of Kosovo and supported by the President Ahtisaari package, is co-chaired by the government, European Union, OSCE, and the Serbian Orthodox Church. My government has initially allocated €100,000 in 2030 for the operation of this mechanism. The whole progress was welcomed by the European Union and the United States of America. Kosovo's government, through the Ministry of Communities and Returns, has continued to provide financial support for initiatives of return and reintegration of minorities in Kosovo. Building houses is a clear example of the ongoing efforts of the Republic of Kosovo to accommodate returnees of different communities by providing decent living conditions, which would then have positive effects on other aspects of life, such as employment, health, and education. Kosovo institutions have responded to the demands of the vulnerable by strengthening its policy and strategy of IDPs and returnees and creating more favorable conditions for sustainable return and reintegration. In recent months, the Republic of Kosovo has built fixed 76 houses for returnees in all regions. Also during this period, the government of Kosovo has completed 21 infrastructure projects for the communities of minority returnees. All these investments contribute to the stabilization of the socio-economic situation of the communities of ethnic minorities in Kosovo. Finally, we have taken steps to return from Montenegro displaced person from Kosovo. In addition, Kosovo has taken serious measures to integrate Serbs living in northern Kosovo. However, unfortunately, destructive practices of parallel structures have been a constant obstacle and have undermined our good intentions and commitment to socio-economic investment in that part of Kosovo. Until now, the administrative office of North Mitrovica, which has been opened by the government of the Republic of Kosovo, has provided services for more than 2,000 members of the Serb community living in the north. This is further evidence which proves that even in the north of the country, there can be space for cooperation and integration. We believe that the office will be beneficial to the local population because it is intended to improve their living conditions by providing better local services, generating employment, and coordinating donor assistance planned for investments in the north of Kosovo. Unfortunately, the administrative office has been targeted several times by unidentified groups in the north. Recently, violent attacks against senior officials of Serbian nationality of the institution have increased, leaving the operation of this office vulnerable to threats and acts of violence which prevent from carrying out their daily administrative services. On the top of that, there are at least 20 incidents that have occurred in the north during the last 3 months. We have evidence-based suspicion that Serbian parallel structures are behind these criminal acts in order to intimidate officials working in this office and to prevent the Serbs from the north from taking advantage of the services offered to them. We call on Serbia to dismantle these illegal structures of security and justice and stop trying to create tensions in Kosovo. We are not the only ones calling for this, but this call is supported by a large number of countries that have invested greatly for peace and stability in Kosovo, in the region, including the United Nations organizations. The situation in the north, in northern municipalities, besides dividing Serbs in the north and south with methods of fear, and is preventing the integration into the institutions of Kosovo. This criminal tendency reminds of me of a terrible case just a couple of years where the current deputy chairman of the Assembly of Kosovo, Mr. Petar Miletic, was shot and injured, and who, due to this violence, pressure was forced to migrate from northern Mitrovica. Therefore, all the communities living in this part and for the past 13 years have been under constant risk in the absence of rule of law and the result of this anarchy. A recent case of an attack against Kosovo police occurred only 3 days ago, on March 19th, in the municipality of Leposavić. A powerful explosion occurred near the gate of the police station, causing considerable material damage. These orchestrated attacks are intended to keep the security situation tense, not giving the peace and rule of law a chance. As reflected in the report of the Secretary General, however, I must bring back to your attention that the situation in the three northern municipalities continues to represent a serious source of instability of Kosovo, as well as a serious threat to the entire security structure of our region. This difficult situation is in complete violation of Security Council Resolution 1244 and international norms, which aims to destabilize the functioning of the state of Kosovo. This situation must be stopped as soon as possible. Our offer for every citizen, regardless of ethnicity, is simple and clear. Our state is our common future, and we will build it for our common good, for the benefit to those of our citizens in the municipalities of the north of Kosovo whose life continues to be held hostage by certain groups. The establishment of the rule of law and order in the northern part of the territory of the Republic of Kosovo is essential for its development within the framework of the constitutional laws of the country and for peace, safety, and welfare of our citizens of Serb community. I want to believe that my counterpart from Serbia, Prime Minister Dačić, is deeply concerned for the rule of law in the north of Kosovo, and that the Serbian community living there develops normally and without fear. Respected members of the Security Council, Mr. President, the freedom of movement remains one of the main challenges in that part of the territory of Kosovo. Orchestrated barricades are not only physical barriers, but above all, they send political message on ethnic divisions. The freedom of movement is prevented even for the international presence of KFOR and ULEX, who are not able to fulfill their mission. We are witnesses to such scenarios in Bosnia and Croatia during the war in the 90s. But I would like to reassure you that the Kosovo will not be a place of divisions and barricades or to build a new Republic of Srpska. We will not allow that. I have full confidence that the physical barricades that are set in different roads in the north to prevent the free movement will be removed voluntarily by the citizens who live there. Self-isolation does not bring any progress, and obstruction of freedom of movement should not be a value that is promoted by Serbia. Unfortunately, the role of Serbia continues to be destructive by unlawfully using and operating illegal structures in Kosovo, aggravating even more the political and security situation. In this context, on the occasion of the Orthodox New Year in January 2013, there was an incident between Kosovo police, as the only legitimate and legal force, and 10 members of illegal structures, the so-called Civil Defense Corps, who were supposedly engaged to protect Serbian government official Mr. Vulin during his visit to the municipality of Gračanica. In this case, the Kosovo police was hampered in the performance of official duty to protect public order, being severely provoked, and as a result has accompanied the 10 individuals to the police station in Gračanica on suspicion that they had ignored lawful orders of the police. These individuals have been escorted to the police station in order to security of this action was taken for the security of the Serbian official despite the tendency to politicize this case and give media an echo of alleged ethnical abuse. I want to reiterate that the decision of the Kosovo police was fair and legitimate. In connection with this event, I would like to take the opportunity to refer you to the accurate and constructive reporting of ULEX in the annex to the report of the Secretary General. I quote, "There were no complaints about their treatment by the Kosovo police in any case," end of quote. Respected members of the Security Council, after the removal of the Albanian martyrs' monument in the Preševo Velje on January 20, 2013 by numerous Serb gendarmerie forces, there was an emotional and violent breakup reaction in Kosovo where unidentified individual demolished 8 locations of Serbian Orthodox cemeteries and memorials of World War II. Kosovo government, civil society and the international presence have condemned these incidents, and the Kosovo police has arrested a number of suspects and is committed to pursue an effective investigation on these cases. My government has allocated €97,000 for immediate repair of damaged graves and monuments. I assure you that here we are not dealing with coordinated actions. I'm also pleased with the immediate response of the law enforcement officials as well as the public condemnation of these acts by the Kosovo leadership. Respected members of the Council, there are some charges of war crimes in Kosovo that circulate in the report of the Secretary General, for which we are sure that they are mainly processes which will confirm the purity and the just war of our people in their quest for freedom and independence. While the Serbian state has so far ignored issuing a formal apology for their regime-sponsored abuses against human rights and ethnic cleansing in Kosovo, we welcome the statement of the Yugoslav Army General, Mr. Dragoljub Ojdanić, to the Hague Tribunal in January of this year, in which he admitted having committed war crimes against Kosovo Albanians in the 1990s. This marks an important recognition of the acceptance of violence, which has been documented and recognized by the United Nations as a result of orchestrated by Serbian authorities at the time. We also encourage other institutions in Serbia to acknowledge the crimes committed in Kosovo and allow space for the telling of documenting of the truth. This would obviously be a strong foundation and a breakthrough moment for reconciliation and coexistence. In this context, on March 18th, my government has created the working group dealing with the past and reconciliation. The formation of this group has been postponed until this time, when we consider that our society is capable of dealing with the past in one way or another, to undertake rehabilitation of the relations, to be ready to face it, seek the truth, demand repair of war damages as is generally required by criminal justice. Because of the lack of normal relations with Serbia, this process of dealing and facing the past becomes even more difficult. Despite this, the government of the Republic of Kosovo believes that we have to deal with the past, taking into account the rights and the state of each victim of the war, but on the other hand, want to say that the signing of a peace treaty that would regulate relations between Kosovo and Serbia would have to include apologies from Serbia, compensation for war damages, the truth on the issue of missing persons, and other issues related to the war. This would help create a better environment to deal with the past and face the past. Respected members of the Council, the Republic of Kosovo has entered into a political dialogue with Serbia, brokered by the European Union, which is managed brilliantly by High Representative of the EU for Foreign Affairs, the Security Policy, Baroness Ashton. Of course, this process has been strongly supported by every democratic country in the world who are interested to give their contribution to peace and stability. This dialogue is aimed at normalizing relations between Kosovo and Serbia, and of course is considered to be the main tool to integrate the Serb population in northern Kosovo into the social and institutional life by offering them an additional opportunity to improve their lives, provide security, public services, rule of law, economic and democratic governance. Based on the current flow of the process to normalize relations between Kosovo and Serbia, I remain a reserved optimist that by resolving practical issues, technical, interstate, we are fulfilling key prerequisites that could lead us to the next stage towards mutual recognitions. Of course, this is not an easy process at all. In fact, this process is extremely difficult for Kosovo and for Serbia because of the bitter past still fresh. But let me assure you, Security Council members, that this process can be successful if there is a minimum of political will coming from Serbia. Therefore, I take this opportunity to again invite Serbia to be reasonable and rational and seize the opportunity that has been created to reach an agreement for normalizations of relations between our countries. The possible success in this dialogue will be to the benefit of both countries and, above all, to our citizens. If the dialogue results in success, there will be no losers, only winners. Through this process, Kosovo intends to advance further its relations with the European Union by accelerating the process of European integration and coordinating joint efforts to fulfill the prerequisites of EU membership. Current dialogue is also in the service of strengthening our international recognition, increasing the number of recognitions, and expansion of membership in international organizations, including our legitimate request that Kosovo become a member of the United Nations. Our commitment to dialogue with Serbia is in accordance with the resolution of the United Nations Assembly, with the resolution of Kosovo's Assembly, and in full compliance with Constitution and laws of Kosovo. In this dialogue with Serbia, there's no negotiations of sovereignty, political status, or territorial integrity of Kosovo. The international support that we have for these red lines that cannot be crossed is very important to us. There's no doubt that the Ahtisaari plan sponsored by the United Nations remains the most possible generous offer, which provides the Serbs in Kosovo with a wide space of opportunity of self-governance and ability to exercise their political, socio-economic and cultural rights. The Ahtisaari plan provides the Serbs in the north with wide local self-governance, a space for the use of mother tongue in all public instances, freedom of media, freedom of education at the primary, secondary, university level, with the opportunity for health care overall, management of finances and local taxes, and the right to select the local police leadership, the right to establish associations in Kosovo, Serb-majority municipalities, the right to maintain special ties with other municipalities in Serbia, and many other things. So it is one of the most liberal and generous plans that offers a wide range of self-governance to minorities. This has been proven with effective decentralization since our independence 5 years ago, which resulted in increased political participation of Serbs in Kosovo, growing inter-ethnic stability, and improved social welfare. In this dialogue process with Serbia, we have developed 7 rounds of meetings since October of last year. Significant results have been achieved so far, which gives hope for a successful conclusion of this process. We are now almost at the final stage of this process. Unfortunately, in the past 3 months, the Serbian side has come up with a platform which requires territorial autonomy for Kosovo Serbs and the creation of a separate entity in Kosovo. Similarly, Serbia later on proposed the Association of Community Association in Kosovo Serb Municipalities, seeking that this association or community have legislative and executive powers and be elected through direct elections. This proposal is another failed effort to create a third level of government in Kosovo, which is against our constitutional order that has been built together with our international partners. We are very concerned that such proposals have the tendency to create a new Republika Srpska in Kosovo, which would make Kosovo non-functional and unstable, would complicate the internal political consensus, would stagnate our European integration, the integration of minorities in Kosovo, would undermine successful decentralization in Kosovo, and will antagonize the majority population and undercut all the international political and economic investment in the past 14 years. This idea in Kosovo cannot be achieved. We are witness that these arrangements in the region have become structural obstacles to peace and ethnic reconciliation, democracy, multi-ethnic citizenry, and effective governance. It is important to emphasize the commitment and international determination that the change of borders in the Western Balkans, as well as any tendency of territorial rearrangement, could destabilize the region, flare ethnic divisions, and create other problems. Agreements reached so far in the context of technical and political dialogue are very important because they address issues that have preoccupied as far as long time that have made the lives of our citizens difficult. The regional cooperation agreement enables Kosovo's independent representation on organizations and regional events and removes ambiguities in an indirect representation. The agreement for opening of liaison office and the exchange of liaison officers opens an initial chapter for the establishment of diplomatic relations between the Republic of Kosovo and Serbia as two independent countries and good neighbors. The agreement on customs stamps, overshadowed informalities, sets proper governance of customs and increases economic benefits to Kosovo and Serbia. The agreement for the return of civil registry and cadastral books enables resolving property disputes. And finally, the agreement for the recognition of university diplomas allows for more youth employment. It is a fact that this historical process, Serbia has gradually accepted the legitimacy of the and constitutionality of the Republic of Kosovo. Supreme Court of Kosovo Cadastre Agreement is accepted as the final authority. On the vehicle registration plates, the Ministry of the Internal Affairs of Kosovo has been accepted as final authority, as well as the agreement on customs. Kosovo Customs is the final authority. In the current dialogue, Kosovo has proven to be more consistent, more responsible, and more decisive in the implementation of the agreement reached. We have taken all the political and technical measures for the implementation of the agreements reached so far. We have also expressed willingness to increase economic investments in this part of Kosovo. Unfortunately, Serbia has not shown the same level of readiness, evidenced by many delays and obstacles in the implementation of agreements reached. Serbia still tries to prevent Kosovo's participation in regional events. The agreement on free movement is hampered by barriers placed in the north of Kosovo, which unfortunately are directed from Belgrade. The return of cadastral and civil registry documents is being unjustifiably delayed. The agreement for opening of liaison officers and the exchange of liaison officers that has not yet been implemented represents a significant step for the establishment of diplomatic relations of two independent countries. Other issues that remain unresolved in this context of these dialogues are the fate of missing persons during the war in Kosovo, where there are still 1,700 missing, the issue of energy and telecommunication, the dismantling of the illegal parallel structures of Serbia in the field of security that operate in the north of Kosovo in violation of international law. We rightfully expect dedication and determination from Serbia for the full implementation of the agreements as well as the immediate dismantling of its structures in Kosovo. We assure you that the Republic of Kosovo will play a constructive role in this dialogue, as it has done in the past, in accordance with the Constitution and our laws and our goodwill to improve the lives of citizens, as well as the achievement of an agreement to normalize our relations with Serbia that further strengthens and consolidates our statehood and international recognition. Respected members of the Council, the Republic of Kosovo has proven and continues to prove that it embraces European values. The European agenda of my country has already become a working plank for the whole society, considering that EU integration is an incentive to achieve the most important goals of our society, political stability, respect for the human rights, and development of a sustainable economy. European agenda is a reform agenda and not just an integration. This process did not start yesterday or today, but since the Saloniki summit in 2003, Kosovo has had its own independent path in relation to the EU integration. Kosovo has already entered an important period as a country with significant advancement in many fields, bringing Kosovo into the focus of EU enlargement policy. And this has been done thanks to the reforms, comprehensive support and determination shown across the political spectrum and by citizens of the Republic of Kosovo. I'm honored to represent a society that promotes integration into the EU and NATO with over 90% of public support, keeping this support much higher in relation to other countries. The European Commission has confirmed that our country has made significant progress on the road to EU membership, emphasizing the fact that Kosovo is ready to open negotiations on stabilization and association agreement with short-term fulfillment of specific criteria in the rule of law, public administration, protection of minorities, and trade. The joint success was reaffirmed recently by the visit of the EU Commissioner for Enlargement and Neighborhood Policy, Mr. Stefan Fule, in Pristina. Above all, the Republic of Kosovo is walking with a firm step towards establishment of contractual relations with the European Union. With the signing of the Stabilization Association Agreement, we are making the first step and a very important step on the road to membership and full integration into the Union. Stabilization and Association Agreement will also enable Kosovo to have a long-term perspective for sustainable economic development, improving Kosovo's trade position and providing stability for foreign investors. This will have significant impact on the advancement of democratic processes, promoting internal reforms and deepening mutual political and economic cooperation between Kosovo and the European Union. In this context, we welcome the European Parliament draft resolution on Kosovo, dated February 11, 2013. In particular, we consider it very important that the draft resolution encourages the five remaining EU countries who did not recognize Kosovo independence to do so, rejects Kosovo territorial division, affirms the spirit of the Ahtisaari package and emphasizes this plan as an adequate platform to resolve disputes in the north. welcomes the end of supervised independence of Kosovo in September of last year, welcomes greater participation of Kosovo's representation in international organizations and initiatives, welcomes Pristina-Belgrade dialogue agreements reached to date, and condemns the acts of violence in northern Kosovo and deviant behavior of local groups. In addition, Kosovo is advancing well in process of visa liberalization for its citizens. My government is very much committed that this process be completed quickly so that the people of Kosovo can come out of isolation they have been in for more than two decades and move freely as other peoples in the Balkans. Kosovo's government has proven that it is able to make progress on the criteria set by the European Commission, such as readmission, reintegration, document security, integrated border management, migration management, asylum, prevention of combating of organized crime, corruption and terrorism, international cooperation on law enforcement, judicial cooperation in criminal matters, data protection and fundamental rights to freedom of movement. I have made it clear, however, that any asymmetry which puts additional burden to Kosovo to implement the new criteria, which were not known to the Western Balkan countries, would hurt its image and credibility of the process. Kosovo has not even a day to waste, because already decades have been lost as a result of apartheid and conflict. Above all, we call upon the European Union for internal unity over Kosovo, while not further hindering or deserved integration. Respected members of the Security Council, at the conclusion of my speech, I would like to reiterate that in the Western Balkans, there is no room for conflict and belligerent policy, which aims to, at any cost, violation of territorial integrity after the violent breakup of former Yugoslavia. Efforts to create frozen conflicts are failed investments that are based on the destabilization of the region. The Republic of Kosovo has encoded in its constitution that it does not have territorial claims against anyone. Finally, let me remind you that Kosovo is one of the most successful state-building and peace-building cases in the UN history and in international governance. Resolution 1244 has been fulfilled for a long time. We have fulfilled the Ahtisaari Plan that resulted with the successful conclusion of international supervision last September. To date, Kosovo has been recognized by more than half of the member states of the United Nations and is a member of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the European Bank of Reconstruction and Development, as well as many other regional initiatives and international. Kosovo is in the process of integration into EU as a full member with all other states. Kosovo has installed democratic government, has built a multi-ethnic society, and is maintaining sustainable economic growth. The Republic of Kosovo has been internationally recognized, and this should be welcomed by all members of the Security Council. Moreover, in the near future, based on the developments in Kosovo and in the region, in particular being convinced that Kosovo and Serbia will normalize interstate relations as a result of the dialogue process, we rightfully expect that in the near future the United Nations Security Council will prepare and adopt a new resolution that would make Kosovo an equal member of the United Nations as a peace-loving member state able to keep order and maintain international responsibilities. Thank you.
I thank Mr. Thaci for his statement. I now give the floor to members of the Security Council. I give the floor to the representative of Rwanda.
Thank you, Mr. President. Allow me to express my appreciation to the special representative, Mr. Zarif, for your leadership and commitment to UNMIC and as you try to implement its mandate in Kosovo. I also thank His Excellency.